Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today, verses 14 and 15. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 14 and 15. The scripture says, "And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone." I'll read this to you again. We're getting our challenge from here today. "We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone." I touched on this yesterday when we were looking at God's design for authority and the fact that there's going to be different levels of maturity and spiritual growth in the church. And there should be. There should be old the fathers, as John says in 1 John, and the young men and the children. There's going to be different levels of spiritual maturity. And that's very, very normal. That's a part of how it should be. Just like in our families, there's different age groups, and you get your older kids and your teenagers and your younger children and your parents. And in the church, there's going to be all different types of levels of maturity. And that's why those who are in leadership and those who are spiritually mature need to encourage the idle and encourage the faint-hearted and help the weak and be patient with everyone and seek to do good. Now, we need to help encourage each other toward growth. Listen to what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Paul says to Timothy, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching." As he's charging him to preach the word of God, he says, do it with patience. Why do we have to do it with patience? Well, one, we would love people to treat us the way we would like to be treated, or we treat others the way we would like to be treated, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And at the same time, we have to keep in mind that if anyone's going to make any growth in the Lord, it's going to be done by the Lord. So we need to be patient. You know, Paul would write to the church and say, look, I should be feeding you meat by now, but you at the same time aren't ready for it. And so I've got to keep giving you milk. Hopefully you'll grow and start making maturity steps like I'm supposed to be seeing by now. But he didn't feed them meat because they weren't ready. He had to be patient with them and wait until they were ready for it. Listen to Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. Jesus says, "Judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment that you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that's in your brother's eye, but don't notice the log that's in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when there's a log in your own? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." In other words, if you see a brother who's weak or idle or faint-hearted, don't be judging them and acting like you're more mature. The Bible says in Galatians 6:1 that if you see a brother in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore them gently. Folks, as we walk together in this thing called Christianity, in this thing called the church, brotherly affection, we need to be patient with one another. We need to be seeking to help each other. And we need to be relying on the fact that if anybody's going to really make it, the Lord's going to get them there and not us. And we should not try to elevate ourselves by tearing someone else down. We shouldn't be elevating ourselves by lifting ourselves up, by making everybody think we're better, by pointing out everybody else's faults. Would you want someone to do that for you? No? Well, then with the measure you give it, it'll be given back to you, Jesus said. You need to be seeking to help each other. There might be someone that you're looking at and thinking, man, they really are struggling. Well, maybe they need help. Well, that person just keeps making that same mistake. Maybe they need someone to come alongside of them and encourage them. There's going to be different levels of growth in the church. We shouldn't be surprised by it. And at the same time, we should be willing to come alongside of each other to help out in these times of need instead of tear down, judge, push aside, jockey for position. Hopefully none of that stuff is what you're doing. Hopefully you're fulfilling the scriptural law, the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.